Rain and a top of 26 degrees for Albury Wodonga today. Good morning, I'm Stephanie Hobbs. A bit of havoc around the Lincoln Causeway with a B-double losing control. The learner driver failed his licence test yesterday after wedging the truck on a guardrail. The crash happened at about 1:30 in the afternoon, closing both northbound lanes off the causeway and the Hume Freeway off-ramp for about an hour. Albury Council has put a draft master plan to develop the Wonga wetlands on display to the public. In a council meeting this week, Albury City agreed to put plans to locals in a bid to gauge community reaction. The plan aims to make the wetlands a major tourism destination. Things could soon get a bit slower for Thaguna motorists. The RMS has proposed 7 speed zone changes on parts of Tabletop Road, Thaguna Drive, Elizabeth Mitchell Drive and Noble Road. In most cases, speed limits would be lowered to counter increased traffic flows. Meantime, roadwork on Urana Road in Lavington is expected to last for around 3 weeks. Council crews have started resealing and general maintenance work between Heathwood Avenue and Schneider Street. Motorists are being warned to expect minor delays. Warnings that there's strict conditions when it comes to obtaining firewood and locals taking it illegally can face serious penalties. It follows 2 men charged and fined thousands last week for doing the wrong thing. Darren Skelton from DEPI says there are restrictions to collections.
The clear rule is when collecting firewood that you cannot under any circumstances fall any standing trees, whether they be alive or dead. So you can only collect firewood from designated areas, which is already on the forest ground.
Today's Purple Day, raising awareness for the one in every 25 Border Northeast local living with epilepsy. New research shows the neurological disorder leads to increased levels of anxiety and depression among sufferers. Dr. Chris Peterson says the effects of epilepsy can be quite broad-ranging.
It can range from people having one seizure in their lifetime to people having many seizures per day. So we have found that there's a number of people who can't work because of their epilepsy, and we've also found a lower rate of full-time employment.
12 performers have been locked in for the first Beechworth Music Festival in May. Those taking to the purpose-built stage on the grounds of the former Mayday Hills Lunatic Asylum include local artists as well as several from Melbourne. The event's Lex Fletcher says it's an exciting time.
It's a beautiful spot. So we've got free camping overnight, and one of our ethics of BMF Music Festival is to encourage and support local and regional acts, which will then give them a platform to play live in front of a decent crowd and also rub shoulders with the headline acts and feed off them.
And border families are being urged to attend a free financial seminar today about accessing government assistance for children with disabilities. Held at Aspire Support Services from 10 a.m, it's aimed at ensuring local families make the most of available support. And in sport, officials have been forced to abandon this weekend's Grand Fondo and Cyclocross cycling events in Beechworth. The cancellation, including Sunday's 115k race time through the region, is being blamed on a lack of numbers. Cricket Albury Wodonga chairman Michael Erdeljak has paid tribute to over the 2,000 cricketers that have donned the white over the past few months ahead of this weekend's grand finals.
Yeah, from under 10s through to senior cricket, yes. There's an amazing array of cricketers from first grade cricket down to under 10 cricket.
And in League 2, Albury players have scored spots on the Group 9 under 16 representative squad. Good showings by Bailey Young and Aidan Young at trials in June led them to getting the call up. That's the latest border news and sport.